This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We might have ourselves a problem.
What's going on?
Well, it's an American tradition that unqualified people have no hesitation doing on their own. And what makes it worse, when these folks decide to put their safety on the line for the sake of entertainment, there are always people willing to watch.
Yes.
Which is bad, not just for the audience, but for the amateurs with the blind confidence that are ready to entertain.
But we all do it.
And it makes you wonder, Tommy, is there anything you have to see in someone to feel comfortable with the amateur fireworks show?
No, because, I mean, you know me. I have participated in drunken fireworks. And I mean drunken fireworks. Wasted end of the day, you've been partying all day fireworks.
That would be a great name for a band.
Yeah.
Drunken fireworks. We're drunken fireworks, thank you! You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So last week, we told you about some issues nationwide with professional fireworks shows. Some cities across the country are canceling them due to staff shortages and supply chain issues with the fireworks.
What can you do?
We haven't heard about it happening anywhere near here, which is good. But just having the professional fireworks shows to go to are not going to stop guys, and it's always guys, it's always guys, in the greater Rochester area from putting their own neighborhood fireworks shows on with illegal sky candy they're not supposed to have. Fun fact, Tommy.
What's that?
7 in 10 Americans, according to a recent poll, say they will watch an amateur fireworks display this 4th of July weekend. 70% of Americans
will watch some sort of neighborhood fireworks extravaganza.
You got it. And that number has been increasing in recent years. Boom in amateur fireworks. So you remember the issues. The last two summers, there have been fireworks going off at all times.
Yeah.
All summer.
Oh, yeah, all over the city.
And there's been a consequence for that.
What's that?
Fireworks-related injuries are up 56% over the last two summers.
So we're up on missing thumbs?
Yes. Over 1,500 people went to the emergency room last summer because of fireworks. Not only that, there was also a 50% increase in amateur firework-related deaths.
So you got to really be bad at fireworks to actually die from one.
No, see, that's not true. Because
that's got to be one powerful-ass firework.
Bro, they're bombs.
Yeah, I understand that.
No,
but like, I get like your hand or something, but you killed somebody.
You could, why is that hard to comprehend?
I don't think they were that damn powerful.
They're bombs!
They just have to hit you in the right place.
I guess. Yeah. Are you sitting on them?
Okay. So the 4th of July weekend, just a couple days away. When you find out that your neighbor has something planned, what do you need?
The chair.
To see that makes you feel safe.
All right, like, what kind of person they are?
Well, okay, yeah. Like, look, 222-6000. Is there any concern walking outside to watch a person with no license, no training, no experience setting off bombs that are illegal to have in our area?
Because that's one big-ass bad decision, right?
Every step we just named.
Bad decision.
Really bad decision.
Yeah, but you're still going to watch.
Well, I'm also guessing if you've lived in your neighborhood a while, it's usually like the same guy or couple guys that do it every year. So maybe you place your trust in them because, well, they've done it the last 5 years and nothing's gone wrong.
Okay.
Maybe you base nothing else but that, just consistency.
Okay, but it's just because nothing bad has happened doesn't mean nothing bad will not happen.
What's the age cutoff?
Do you feel more comfortable with old guy or young guy doing fireworks?
My age, shaky hand, diabetic boot, get ready to light up in the M80s.
But by the way, that diabetic boot, it's dangerous because if you got to run, you ain't going far. Click, 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 click. Oh!
Yeah, you don't want to see anybody my age lighting off anything.
But you'd feel better with like a 28-year-old kid?
At least you could physically do it.
Okay, but you're also me. You might be more apt
taking
to do
more risks.
Yeah.
What if I forget my age? I might forget I lit it or, you know, boom.
I forgot I lit it.
Could happen.
Okay.
I mean, look. That person can hurt themselves. Mm-hmm. That person can hurt folks watching.
Oh, yeah.
That person could set someone's house on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And what we're describing here, it's not
so
hard.
So many things to enjoy.
And it's not hard to do.
No.
It's everyone's seen. Here's the other thing, too. Most people that have watched amateur fireworks shows mm-hmm. have seen what we're describing. You've watched someone hurt themselves. You've watched someone hurt somebody else. You've watched a house or a tree or lawn catch on fire.
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
I'm sorry. The most law-abiding, cautious of everyone will set up chairs and watch these fireworks go off.
You brought up a good point earlier this morning before we went on air. You said your yard is just like straw.
Yeah, yeah.
And most people probably super dry out right now. Yeah, you're going to see some like brush fire, yard fires. Got to happen, right?
Yeah, yes. And then add to all of that.
Yeah.
All of that.
Wait, there's more?
Every time, almost every time you see someone setting fireworks mm-hmm. off, there's alcohol involved.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, it's the 4th of July, man.
If they haven't been drinking all day, they have cracked a beer to have in their hand while they're lighting those suckers off.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, some of them you'll fire out of actual beer bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And still very few people will go, hold on, this seems like a really bad idea.
Yeah, because you think about it, it doesn't get dark till almost 9, but you've been over at my house since 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time for some fireworks.
No, bro, it's a 10 o'clock thing, man. Like 9:30
yeah,
is sunset
9:30, 10
right
o'clock.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have a nice buzz on.
Phone number is 222-6000. Kimmy, who was the neighborhood fireworks guy when you were a kid? Did you have
so,
one?
So there were a bunch of dads around the same age in our neighborhood growing up, and they all would go chip in it together and put it on. I would say like there were 3 or 4 guys.
Oh, so they tag teamed it.
Yeah.
Is that safer or more dangerous?
Oh. No, because they all are dumb dads.
Okay.
So I would say no, you've collectively added to the stupidity.
All right, well, hold on. If you've got 4 dads together, mm-hmm. tag team in the fireworks,
mm-hmm.
there could be a voice of reason in there. Mm-hmm.
Never is, though.
Okay. Well, you're right. They could also be competing with each other.
That's what they do, man.
It does seem more dangerous. Who gets to be neighborhood fireworks guy? Like, how is that decided? Because you're right, Kimmy. There is only always 1, 2, 3
yeah.
guys that are bestowed upon them. You are neighborhood
yep.
fireworks
well,
guy.
Well, it always starts with the one guy that goes out and scores them.
That's
all,
probably
right?
what it is, yes.
And then somebody goes, hey, man, next year I want in. Next thing you know, you got a car of 4 guys heading to the PA border to load up on Sky King genuine fireworks.
Like, it's funny, like, you describe that, and it sounds like the most ridiculous scenario ever, but it happens all the
time. It snowballs. It has to snowball.
Like, 3 or 4 grown men in a car driving to a state border to buy fireworks.
Illegal fireworks. And then they come back home and get going. And I had one buddy. He used to always stock up. He was a stock up guy. So he used to get those boxes of, like, an array of stuff.
Okay.
So he must have had 5 of them. And this was in South Florida, which I think they were pretty much legal to buy.
Okay.
But he would load up on them, and then he would store them, like in his garage in the heat.
How do fireworks expire? Like, how long do you have before you have to use those things?
I don't know.
As long as you don't get them wet, maybe
okay.
they
okay,
last forever.
That's probably not a good piece of advice to give to people.
No, I don't think they go bad, though. I mean, it's just a...
There's an expiration on everything. Although, I don't know, like those mines go off still sometimes.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, World War II stuff still blows up in Germany.
Fireworks do not have an expiration date.
Oh, man, so load up.
That's great. No, it feels like, though, the longer you had it, the worse idea it is to probably light it off, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
You know what is funny, too, like as we talk about who gets to be neighborhood fireworks guy, again, 7 in 10 Americans this weekend say they will watch some sort of amateur fireworks show, which is a problem because over the last 2 years with the exploding, no pun intended, amateur fireworks scene, they've seen a 50% increase in hospitalizations and a 50% increase in firework-related deaths. It's not funny, man.
The funniest thing you'll ever see is a drunk dad lighting a firecracker with his cigarette.
Okay.
It is the because they think they're being cool, right? Like, you know, like you think you're like some kind of like mad bomber you saw on TV.
Yeah.
But, you know, daddy, they either get the cigarette or the douche-ass cigar, and then they're going to light the firework with the cigarette.
Okay, here's the thing.
All right.
That's not funny, though. Like,
but
the scene you're describing is not
but
funny.
Guys do it thinking it looks great. Why? Boom! Next thing you know, the sunglasses are like sideways on his head.
By the way, that's lucky. That's best case scenario. Yeah.
Also, his nose just went with it.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF, the Break Room Facebook page. Dan writes us, you guys are bitches. Go do the fireworks. Have fun. What's the worst that happens? Somebody, did we not just tell you?
So you'll get shamed into participating. Because you don't also want to be the puss dad that goes home.
Okay, but you sit here trying to talk reasonably. If someone was setting off fireworks in your neighborhood, you would go out and watch.
Yes.
Okay, so then don't sit here and be like, oh, well, we got to be careful.
Well, yeah, you should.
No, but you go out there and you go, and these guys are dumb. These guys are stupid. We shouldn't encourage you. Wow, fireworks. Cool.
That's the one nice thing about my old house. I had a nice porch, and I could watch the debauchery down the street. It was great.
No, but like if no one went out to watch them, no one would do it.
Yeah.
Participating in watching.
But that's an American tradition.
No, is it?
Yeah.
When did that start?
I don't know.
Can we talk about that, too? Like, where did the idea of fireworks come from? Because I get, like, the Star-Spangled Banner has, you know, the War of 1812
so
and that whole thing.
There's countries that do it, like, all the time.
Oh,
like,
you mean the country fireworks. Of Frontier Field?
Yes. No, I mean, I think there's countries where they just do it in neighborhoods, like, all the time.
Just lighting off fireworks.
Yeah, and, like, there's countries, and I want to say Mexico, where kids get together in, like, parks and have firework contests.
Okay.
Where they shoot the stuff off.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm telling you.
Because I feel
truth.
Like you started a story and weren't impressed, so you kept making things up about this story.
I'm telling you, man. There are countries where...
There are countries that do this. And then, you know what I heard? There are kids in Mexico. They're and not... they have fireworks contests.
I don't think they're well regulated.
You sound like a five-year-old. And then a Tyrannosaurus came in the house and he ate my breakfast.
I'm telling you, man.
And he pooped in the backyard.
I've seen some travel shows where the kids just go and have fun with the fireworks. And the cars.
Kimmy, where does the tradition of fireworks for the 4th of July
come
from?
The tradition of setting off fireworks on the 4th of July began in Philadelphia on July 4th, 1777, during the first organized celebration of Independence
Day. Okay, now that was a legitimate bomb. Because it was 1776. There wasn't any fireworks stands. No, ye old fireworks. It was just munitions, right?
Can I ask a stupid question to that point? When were fireworks invented?
Oh.
And I didn't...
Like legit, like the smaller ones.
Yeah. Like things that you were setting off
like
just
fire,
to...
Like a firecracker.
Yeah, just entertain people.
It's got to be like the turn of the century, right?
Well, I don't know.
Like
but
Coney Island kind of stuff?
They were invented around 200 BC.
No, a firecracker?
Fireworks.
Well, I know that they're Chinese, right? Yep. Like that's the joke. But like how... Again, maybe I'm being small-minded here. How did... The colonists that just became Americans get their hands on Chinese fireworks in Philadelphia.
They knew a guy in the neighborhood.
Like, was there a lot of Asian stuff in America in 1777?
Maybe there was.
Oh.
Well, didn't a lot of Asian people come over here and work on the railroads?
There were, bro, this is 1777. The railroad hadn't been invented yet.
Oh, yeah.
Was there like Chinese restaurants? Could I get like roast pork lo mein?
No, how'd they get here?
In 1776?
So we would have to have a Chinese connection. Okay. To get to fireworks.
By the way, worst Paul Newman movie ever.
So it says, legend has it that Captain John Smith set off the first fireworks display in the American colonies in Jamestown, Virginia in 1608.
And he became Captain Hook.
And then that's
he
what...
He blew off his ye old hand.
Other settlers used to celebrate things, special events.
Check out my ye old stub. You know, the other thing, too, man, like the hierarchy of dads in the neighborhood doing the fireworks, right? Like the person that started it gets to do it until either A, they don't want to do anymore, or B, something so terrible happens that they are embarrassed out of doing it ever again.
Well, they shut it down.
But that
something catches on fire.
Or the cops show up.
Yeah.
No, because even like, bro, I've
that's
watched.
Never stopped anybody.
Yes, the cops show up. The cops go, shut it down. They go, okay. He pretends to put his fireworks away. Cops go, wait, watch this, guys. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Cops are gone. Let me let the fireworks off again. But, like, think about what you have seen go wrong in a fireworks amateur show and how even the next year that same guy will do it again. Like, what it takes for the neighborhood to be like, hey, you can't do this anymore is so extreme. Like, the news has to show up.
So I had one buddy, this is years ago, he made his own pinwheel. That, you know, you lit it and it just spun around and made the thing at night. It looks super cool.
Okay.
But the whole thing caught on fire because he made it out of plywood.
Wait, so why didn't he just buy one?
I don't think you can.
Well, don't they have the ones that spin?
This thing was pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
It was like a big wheel.
No.
He built it himself.
It was really cool looking, Kimmy. It was like completely aflame.
And even when it burned down, it was still kind of cool to watch. Like, we watched the thing burn all the way down. It turned into a bonfire.
You weren't afraid to sit close to that thing?
We were pretty close. We were all drunk. We're kids.
I know. I just...
Kids?
Oh, by the way...
No, stop. What were kids?
I was 28.
Okay, that's not a kid.
It's
not.
Well, a kid to me now.
No, there are people, they're 28 now that own homes and are working towards a 401k.
And by the way, there's a certain thing about, and this happened in the South, as Southerners will stand next to dangerous things and not feel any fear. They just will.
No, you're right, man. Like
gators, angry women, they don't care.
Did you see the video of the guy hitting the gator over the head with the pan this weekend?
Yes.
No, yeah. Again, to your point.
That's a Southern man.
To your point. All right, so Kimmy, if there's an amateur fireworks show, because this is your first 4th of July in this neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, you're popping your sky cherry.
God.
Gosh, you ruin everything.
What? It's not a sexual thing.
When
it's a
you
sky
look at
cherry.
Kimmy, first of all, we've discussed how popping your cherry is always a sexual thing.
No, it's not.
And
it's
you use it
it's
for everything.
It's a sexual metaphor, I believe.
No, it started as a sexual thing. Name another aspect of life where you could pop a cherry.
It's a new beginning.
No. I understand
what it
means.
You're entering something new and exciting.
I understand what it means. Give me an example of another way you could use that phrase that is not sexual, like where it would have originated from.
I don't know.
You did it because it's sexual. Well, you just asked Kimmy if she popped her sky cherry.
And she said, "Wait, by the way, you never answered.
No, what kind of question is that?
Are you looking forward to popping your sky cherry?
I don't think that. I don't know if our neighborhood's going to be a big fireworks thing, because there's not a lot of kids.
Like that's going to stop.
Well, no, but I would think like that would be the main reason you do it, and then everybody comes out. But
if there is somebody doing fireworks in the neighborhood.
Stop and watch.
You go, okay.
See? So the answer was yes.
Well, because you want to go see what's going on.
See?
And what do you mean what's going on? You can hear it.
Well, are you guys doing sky cherry?
And you want to keep your eye on things in case something does go wrong. I know to get my ass out of there.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you going? You just go back in the house.
I don't know. Something catching on fire.
Let's take a break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The things we do for our kids.
Oh, yeah. You sacrifice, right?
Well, look, you'll find yourself in places taking part in things you never knew existed. Mm. And if it makes your little ones happy, well, then it makes you happy.
Okay.
Well, an attempt to make things better for my littlest one did not go as planned.
What happened?
And now every dad listening will understand why the only way to finish this is with revenge against my wife and youngest daughter. You're hanging out in the break room, Ron. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So you can do every kind of hobby and sport with your kids today. Mm. It's legitimately endless. To that point, my 9-year-old, my littlest one, she is a competitive ballroom dancer.
How adorable.
Yes. Now, not to be brag dad, but she's done it for years, and she is, like, really good. It's amazing to watch.
Okay.
My wife did it in high school and college. My wife is really good at it. She traveled the world doing it while she was in college.
Get the hell out of here.
I would not lie to you.
The world.
The world.
The whole ass world.
Whole ass world. Mm. So my 9-year-old has taken to this thing like a fish to water, and she's now reached the point where she can start traveling to competitions, like, across the country. But there's a problem.
Hey, lucky you.
Yeah, great. The problem
What's the problem?
Is there are no 9-year-old boys for her to dance with.
Okay.
So she's been dancing with the teachers at her studio when she does the competitions here in Rochester, but they have like full schedules teaching other people. They can't go do it.
So travel. She needs a road partner.
You got it.
Okay.
So this comes up after my youngest had a dance competition on Saturday, came home with a couple of trophies. So we're having this discussion about what to do, and I have an idea.
What's that?
I want to be a good dad. I want to see my daughter succeed.
Okay.
And I see a daddy-daughter bonding opportunity.
So what are you going to do?
So I asked my wife and 9-year-old, I go, listen, if I took intense ballroom dance lessons for like 6 months, like if I really got after it, committed myself, could I be Clara's partner for these competitions?
A dance dad?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not something I want to do,
but just like the age and height difference alone, I would think would not work out. So, I don't know, because usually it always seems like people around the same age that do these competitions together.
Absolutely, but the guy that she danced with on Saturday, he was my height. Yeah, okay. I mean, look, there aren't a lot of options here. There are no other options.
So you'll be dance dad.
So I go, look,
that's a big sacrifice, bro.
But I just want her happy.
That's like hours of training. I know. That would cut into your own training that you've been doing with the boxing. That's going to suffer.
I just want to see her happy.
Okay.
All right. So I sincerely ask this question to my wife and 9-year-old. And when I was done asking the question, they laughed in my face. And that doesn't even describe what actually happened.
Like, so what did they, I mean.
Bro, they were hilariously laughing in my face. And I'm not exaggerating. For 5 minutes, they would stop laughing for a second. They would make eye contact with each other. And then they would hilariously lose it again at the idea of me trying to do this for the sake of my daughter.
Well, you don't come across as a graceful person.
I am very light on my feet. I'm like a young Jackie Gleason.
Okay, but you're not great. You don't have the class to do this.
You just made it worse somehow.
You're a clod. You're a great kid.
What offensive thing can I say?
Have rhythm.
But you have clod rhythm.
You have dad rhythm.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Which is
it's
a clod.
Dad rhythm. Because even if every kid knows their dad as being a goof, and you've probably danced
funny
like
dance.
A goof, like you. That's just the that's
air
just
guitar.
The way you are. Yes. Like every dad does his dad dances, and he's a goof.
With the overbite.
So you need to give your daughter a little bit of a pass that she hasn't seen you be serious dad dancer.
My daughter, I understand. My wife.
Well, but you've never learned this for her.
Okay, look. I'm not saying that I know how to do this right now. Yeah. I understand that it would be a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
I said intense, hard training for 6 months.
You'd put in the work.
I would put the work in. I'll do it. I just want to see her happy. Okay. I want her to succeed. And you laugh in my face?
Does she feel that you will embarrass her?
My daughter, probably.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, I would need the opportunity to show her I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Right? Like, why wouldn't you give me the opportunity to show? But here's the thing, man.
What?
I put myself out there.
Yeah.
I volunteer to commit myself to this thing.
Hang your dad brain out there.
And look, man, to be fair, I have no interest in any of this. This is all for the sake of my daughter's hopes and dreams. And they laughed in my face.
Yes, and they can. And there's nothing you can do about it.
It is amazing. To that point.
Mm-hmm.
The rules with moms and dads when it comes to sensitivity.
Completely two different animals, man.
Okay. My wife and daughter did this to me. They find it funny.
Mm-hmm.
You guys find this funny.
Yeah.
People listening might be laughing.
They call you funny names.
There you go.
Claude dad.
If the shoe was on the other foot, I would look like a monster.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't laugh. You can't
like if your wife wanted to learn hockey.
Okay, let's put it. Yeah, okay, let's use that. My 11-year-old, my oldest, she plays ice hockey, right? If her team needed a hockey coach for next season, if no one else could do it, and my wife were to say, hey, what if for the next 4 months I commit to intense hockey learning to coach this travel hockey team?
Study the game.
If I laughed in her face, I would be a massive dick.
No, she would high stick you. That should be the first thing she would learn.
No, she wouldn't know that, so she couldn't even do that. Yeah.
But your wife would take that seriously.
Why do you think I wouldn't take this seriously?
It's not that I don't believe you would try. But again, I think it goes back to big goofy dad stuff.
Right.
Like even if you do it seriously, you're gonna try to make jokes or like you're
gonna
do something
silly. Everything's
a goddamn
joke with you, man. You know, you're not always on stage down there at the comedy club. Run your goddamn mouth. Making a jerk out of yourself. Here comes Joe Jerk, the dance instructor.
If my wife suggested I will learn hockey to be a coach. It would be a bad idea, but I couldn't laugh in her face.
You'd have to watch her go down in flames and encourage her the entire time because you can't say a word.
Okay, no, I could. Maybe you could gently say this is a bad idea. Or go say something like, that could work, but what about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have to be gentle. Why can't my wife and daughter be gentle with me every once in a while? Why can't you women in our lives be gentle every once in a while? Because here's the thing.
What's that?
Wives and daughters complain that the men in their lives are not sensitive and vulnerable enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have this moment of sensitivity and vulnerability,
what happens?
They laugh in your face for 5 straight minutes at the Charbroil Diner in Brighton. It happened in front of other people.
Ooh.
The waitress had to come back because they couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, and you guys go there all the time, so they'll know when you come back, too. That's not good.
Phone number is 222-6000. I volunteered to learn to ballroom dance for 6 months to be my 9-year-old's ballroom dancing partner for these competitions. And when I said that I would take it seriously and commit and be intense about it, and, you know, they laughed in my face.
Sure.
They laughed in my face. So I'm done being sensitive. I'm done being that
guy.
No,
you can't.
What's the point? What's the point, Tommy?
Because they'll make your life a living hell.
You mean like laugh in my face for 5 minutes?
Yeah. I don't want to give them any ammunition.
I gave them ammunition by being sensitive and vulnerable.
Yeah. Don't give them any more.
Okay, no, but that doesn't mean you're...
And you can't be. You have to be sensitive. You have to listen to the stories. You have to encourage them whatever they want to do. And you have to just take it.
That's literally what I did!
Yeah, but you have to keep doing that.
Okay, and get laughed in my face the entire time. Yes, gotcha. Yes. Kimmy, are you paying attention to this? Because you are getting valuable on-the-job marriage training.
I don't know.
He's like, you can tease.
You guys don't understand. Like, the house I grew up in was not this way at all. Like, if my mom ever wanted to try something, my dad would mock her to the point where she didn't want to do it anymore. Like, if we played, like, just horse in the driveway, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just shot hoops. My dad would just, like, bully my mom out of wanting to play.
And I understand that. That's most homes that, you know, we grew up in.
That's the old school.
We understood the error of our
ways. That don't exist anymore.
And look, and it wasn't a good way to live anyway.
No.
Fine, we watched it happen. Mm-hmm. It was uncomfortable, so let's move in a different direction. And ha 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 ha.
Because like your wife can tease you about something, right?
Yeah.
You can't tease her about
you're
being mean.
No.
That's mean and it's not funny.
A couple weeks ago, she told me in the car, you know, you joke too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to stop joking so much.
Mm-hmm.
You mean stop being me? Stop. I should stop being me?
You're not on the radio right now. Heard that a bunch.
Phone number is 222-6000. There's only one solution to this.
What's that?
And we'll get to that in a second. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
You know, when I listen to this show sometimes, it really reminds me of how much of a crappy father I was when my kids were younger, because I never did anything with them like this. And it really pisses me off that it has nothing to do with sensitivity. You know, you keep saying this. It has to do with being a supportive father and doing what your kids want, right? I mean, you did hockey with your oldest daughter, correct?
Yeah, but I like hockey. I mean, that was
I
easy
understand.
For me.
Yeah. I get that you like it, but here you're trying to step in and you're trying to be supportive for your younger daughter. And after they stopped laughing, did they come up with a solution on their own?
Not as of now, Jeremy. Actually, the solution is ridiculous. You ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, so my wife has told me that apparently ballroom dancing is big in Canada.
Oh.
Okay.
And the way that people in the Northeast do this is you find a 9-year-old somewhere in Canada and you travel.
That's so weird.
You travel every like twice a month.
Okay.
Sometimes we'll go to Canada, sometimes they'll come here and they train that way, which is insane.
Wait, so I go to the border and they say, "What are you doing up here?" And I go, "I'm looking for a 9-year-old
boy."
Yes,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
can you point me in the right direction where your young boys are?
How do you do a 9-year-old?
And I like him light on his feet.
That sounds so much more cost-effective, and you know, and a better use of everyone's time.
Jeremy,
jeez. On your last break, I switched around on the station, and I heard a song. It goes something like this: "Little Tommy Muley, he's much too short to drive a Corvette. Little Tommy Muley, he'll back himself into a retaining wall."
Got to appreciate the effort on that.
Hey, man, I mean, it wasn't great, but he tried.
No, yeah, he wrote it out.
And that's all we're asking for here, right?
Like,
I'm trying. Don't laugh in my face. So here's the solution.
What's the solution?
After I asked my wife and daughter with my 9-year-old doing the ballroom dancing, could I be her partner? Can I train? Can I do this for 6 months and do it for? And they laugh in my face.
Yeah.
The only way I see it is now I have to get my other daughter to take intense ballroom dancing lessons with me and then travel around the Northeast beating my wife and youngest daughter at these ballroom dancing competitions. I'm not even kidding.
Wait, you had to...
No, the only way I see to make this right, to show them how wrong
they are...
You're
going to do it.
Get my other daughter in on this with me.
Yeah.
Learn ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
And just smoke my 9-year-old at every competition that there is.
That seems like a healthy
therapy.
Yeah.
Look, man, you had your chance. You had your chance for me to be supportive dad. I tried. I legitimately made an effort, and you laughed in my face. You think I'm a joke? I'll show you who's the joke. I'm not even kidding. I want to do this.
You just turned into your dad.
Okay, look, I tried to not be my dad.
Bully your way into the competition that'll crush your daughter.
I tried to not be my dad. I made an effort to not be my dad, and you have made me my dad. You did this. This is my villain origin story.
You think your other daughter cares that much about it?
Yeah, now she's getting dragged into this.
Don't care.
Because I don't think she cares.
Don't care. Well, look, I can't find
She's out. You're going to have to find another 9-year-old
partner. I can't find another 9-year-old girl to go dance with, so it's only my 11-year-old.
Yeah, go. Well, you know, drive up to Canada and ask them, hey, do you have any 9-year-olds I can dance with up here? Is that going to be a problem?
Look, I know I sound insane.
Yep.
Yes, you do.
I was thinking for a half hour, legitimately last night, how can I make this happen? How can I show them you have made it?
Can you do solo dancing?
Well, no. Ballroom solo dancing?
I don't know. Can you do that?
I don't want to solo dance.
Yeah, you can solo dance.
I don't want to dance in the first place.
It's ballroom. You have to have a partner.
Yeah.
I was asking if you could perform some kind of solo.
Well, this is a man who's also taking ballroom dance. Yeah, I have taken ballroom dancing,
and I had sucked at it.
Well, maybe you could help.
Yeah, because I'm sure we could. You could
probably.
You and I could hit the road together.
I am not above ballroom dancing with you.
I can't dance, bro. You know I can't.
What are you, Phil Collins?
Look at my shoes. These are not ballroom
shoes.
All
of your shoes are ballroom dancing shoes.
Right.
Every shoe you
have. I don't
have
the loud outfits. I don't have the big flowing shirts.
Okay.
You do have the chest hair, though.
Yes, I do.
That out a little bit.
I was at a ballroom dance competition for 5 hours on Saturday, and every man that walked out on the floor looked just like you at work every day. So you're fine. We're good.
Let's do this thing. We're going to hit the road.
Like, I don't even know what to do from this point. In all sincerity, right? Mm. Like, I don't know what to do from this point forward because, like, there isn't a solution for her. I do want to be active in this whole thing. But then again, Kimmy, to your point, I don't want to embarrass my daughter.
But that's kind of what you want to do.
I don't want to dance.
In a roundabout way.
I don't want to dance. What I'm saying is.
So don't ask me.
What I'm saying is.
Yeah.
I don't know where there has to be a governor for me as a dad to be in this with her, but not embarrass her. And I don't know where that is.
I think it would just be showing up and being quiet.
Yeah, just showing up for the show.
And being quiet.
Well, no, but I can't be quiet. She has to know that I'm like actively excited for her.
No, you don't. Because no kid ever appreciated loud-ass dad anywhere.
That's not true.
Yeah, what do other dance dads do?
There's no other kids. It's my daughter, and it's like everyone else is over 35 years old.
Mm.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we go to these competitions.
It's very unique.
She's competing against grown-ass people. So, like.
Wait, she's the only kid that does this?
There is nobody within 25 years of her.
Wow.
In these competitions.
Yeah, you got to be quiet, because now you're really going to stick out.
Well, no, because, like, husbands and, like, friends, they whoop it up for, like, the adults. Like, I'm whooping it up
for
my
neighbor. Yeah, but that's, like, adult whooping.
Adult whooping?
You can't be kitty whooping inside an adult situation.
I whoop.
What do you say? Like,
woo! Yeah!
I mean, do you shout stuff out?
I don't know. Well, see, here's the thing.
Like, dance moves?
Well, that's the other thing. Like, you know, my older plays hockey, right? So, like, I know hockey terms. Yeah. I know what to yell from the stands.
Right.
I don't know any of the terms for dancing. So, like, when she goes to practice or her lesson, I always tell her, dance hard. I don't know, because I skate hard to my other daughter. Dance hard. I don't know. Is that a thing? Do you dance hard?
I don't think so. That doesn't sound right.
What do you say, then?
Because dancing is finesse.
Well, yeah.
You know, finesse hard? I don't know. That sounds creepy.
Yeah, no, see? Yeah, give me something better than dance hard, because I've been saying it for, like, 3 years now, and nobody's corrected me. But I know it sounds stupid every time I say it.
But I don't know what else you say. I don't know what...
See, that's why you got to be quiet.
Go get him.
No,
go get him dancing on.
No, but like, go get him. Now I sound like Vince Lombardi.
Get your steps in.
You got to keep it really generic.
Like, that's the other funny thing about being a parent when your kid participates in something it's not of your world.
Mm.
You don't know what to say or how to act when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, again, like, last night I was trying to have her teach me some of the dance moves to show her I could do it.
Okay.
And she was like picking the hardest stuff on purpose. Like, it would take it like...
Getting played.
And she's like speaking in dance language to me. I don't know what she's saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what these things... Like, I know what you're doing, kid. 9 years old. Think you're smarter than me? Better dancer, not smarter. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All you animal video lovers, I got some great news.
What's going on?
It's a festival.
A festival.
Well, for one particular animal.
Okay.
And it's coming right here to our area.
Like, it's like a show?
Bro, it's an event.
An event.
It's not a business, man. It's a business, man.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, July 16th.
Yeah.
The Little Theater. Cat Video Fest is on.
Cat Video?
Cat Video Fest.
What is that?
It's exactly what it sounds like.
You're just going to look at home videos of cats?
Yep. On a big screen.
What are they doing?
Well, it's cat videos.
Yeah, like what? Because there's the one that does the piano on TikTok.
Okay, that
video. Is he coming? Because that dude's a headliner.
That video's 20 years old. No, he's not coming. It's a video. It's videos. Right. It's not a live performance of cats.
So people are gonna
that would be the Broadway show, Cats. You were saying, I'm sorry.
So you're going to sit down and watch cat videos at a theater.
Yes, the Little Theater, yes. And by the way, this isn't the first year they've done it. It's now an annual tradition.
That makes
sense.
Boy,
if you were ever going to rob a 55-year-old woman of everything she owns, this would be like the perfect opportunity.
All the cat enthusiasts.
By the way, you're making fun?
Yes.
This is not exclusive to the Little Theater. This is an international event.
Can I tell you, look at all kind of cute animals.
Nope. Just cats.
All right.
So Cat Video
cute
Fest.
Cute animals Tommy would be in on.
Yeah. I do find it funny. Like, this is the one
thing I don't want to see.
Exactly. And it's the one that's coming. So this Cat Video Fest is an international event. It tours theaters across the world all summer long. And it's for a good cause. 10% of the proceeds locally will go to
cats.
Yes. Lollipop Farm.
Okay.
You got it. All right. Kimmy, yeah. I'm going to start with you because I already know where you're going. Yeah. We'll get to you. Someone you know is spending $10 to go to Cat Video Fest. Bother you a little bit? Does that change your opinion of that person?
I mean, it doesn't interest me because I'm not a cat person.
I understand that.
But I wouldn't be above it if it was like dog videos.
Okay.
It would be something that would intrigue me.
Whole different situation.
But no, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
No, it's exactly the same thing.
It's just like I don't have cats, so I don't get it. But
dogs do funny, cute, stupid stuff.
So do cats, though.
Cats not really.
No, but they do.
No, they do.
You just brought up the cat that plays the piano. Do, do,
do, do, do. Yeah, but he's it. I think he's booked in Vegas.
That cat's dead.
I mean, I kind of get it. I do get it.
Bro. They get another cat, just like they get more Elvises.
So what you're telling me, you both are telling me, well, you are, Tommy, that Dog Video Fest cool, Cat Video Fest sucks.
Or just like funny animal fest in general. Like if you just show me a bunch of clips of like baby animals doing funny stuff, I'd be entertained for a while.
Yeah, I could watch that for hours. But if you told me like, let's say we had a buddy, he was going to this thing.
Cat Video Fest.
By himself.
Yes.
We would kill him.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But you can't kill him and then be like, oh, Dog Video Fest next weekend?
I can see a guy going as a dog or baby animal.
There's no difference in this.
It's the
same commitment.
The greater commitment.
You're just going to see videos of animals, which, by the way, very strange, the phenomenon of this. Again, we're talking about Cat Video Fest. It's July 16th at the Little Theater. It's an annual tradition. It tours theaters across the world all summer long. By the way, it's so popular, they're doing two shows. There's an 11 and a 3, I think.
Jesus Christ.
Two showings.
You can also submit your video. Did I see something like that?
Oh, of course.
Where like your video can be included?
Yes, you can.
They always try to get the local rubes to jump in on it.
You mean like the guys who are going to Dog Video Fest the next day? Because you would be out there with your dog in a bow tie. Lily, do something cute. Do something. I don't want to. Ah, Daddy wants
chasing
to be
a
famous.
Bunny. It's funny.
Look, man. What? Here's what's strange. Like, how many new videos are you going to see at Cat Video Fest?
Because once you've never seen. If you're a cat, yeah, you're right. If you are that in love with like the idea of it, you've probably seen a lot of those already.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the viral ones.
I'm trying to figure out, because like the article we found about this at the Little Theater, right? It was not a lot of details.
Yeah.
Are these videos that have already gone viral just all put together? Or are these completely new, unique cat videos? Because if it's viral ones, like, why would I not, if you're into this,
you've seen them all.
Yeah, why would I not just sit and watch YouTube, those like clips for like two-hour videos? Like, is it the...
By the way, how long is this goddamn thing?
I mean, the shows are, I think it's at 11 and 3, so maybe an hour, maybe two, I don't know.
God, you imagine sitting 2 hours and watching cat videos? Because there's nothing to... Is there even any sound?
Yeah.
There's no people talking or nothing.
Sounds of cats.
Cats barely make any noises.
No, but there's probably noises from the video.
It's like going to the silent movie seeing Buster Keaton the cat.
It sounds like a lot of time, but have you ever been like scrolling
on your... Oh, Pussycat with Buster Keaton.
Kimmy doesn't know who Buster Keaton is.
You don't know who Buster Keaton is?
No.
Why would she know who Buster Keaton is?
Listen, he was dead 100 years before I was born. I still know the guy. He was like the number one guy.
Kimmy, you were saying? I'm sorry.
I was just saying an hour and a half sounds like a long time, but have you ever scrolled on your phone and realized like 2 hours have gone by and you're like, what have I been doing?
Yeah, but that's porn.
Kimmy's right. This is every night before you go to bed. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to go to bed 15 minutes, hour and a half later.
So why would you pay for it?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's for a good cause.
With other people.
You would just donate to that. Just go give your money to Lollipop. Why would you go to the Little, sit in an uncomfortable chair?
Some people make it an annual event.
Eat hipster popcorn.
It's just regular popcorn.
No, they always got some weird-ass oil in it.
No, shut up! When's the last time you went
to the
Little?
It's avocado oil.
Shut up!
And that's something
you'd be into. And it's imported
grain. Why are they saying avocado oil with a southern accent? We're classy. We got avocado oil in our popcorn. Dumbass. Skinner's going to be there. What I'm getting at is, if it is viral videos all spliced together, right, on the big screen at the Little, maybe it's the camaraderie of being with other cat people.
Folk.
Yeah.
I mean,
could that be it?
But they all most of those people seem to be very introverted.
You just said that?
Like, a lot of these people, it's probably the first time they've been out of the house like in a year.
Okay, you blew past my question. You're the most introverted person I've ever met in my life.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
You are criticizing people for all of these things you yourself do and would do.
Would
and
you want to go in a room with me?
Well, no. But it's just going to a theater and you could sit quietly and watch if you want. You don't have to talk to anybody.
Hey, do people clap?
I've never been.
Because you know people are going to clap if they see something good.
Well, yeah. People clap at the end of like Hollywood blockbusters in a theater where nobody that has produced that movie.
I never have understood that.
I still get wrapped up in it. If somebody starts, I feel like I have to clap.
But you're applauding
else.
The wall.
I understand. Yeah. But they're clapping, so I
thank
have to
you
clap.
Wall for entertaining me.
You want to show everybody around that you also liked it?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to be the dick that's not clapping.
Sucks.
I guess this is one place you could go and talk the entire time you're watching the movie.
No, you get shushed by cat people.
No, why?
Shh.
It's just a cat.
Shh.
I'm pretty sure you can talk your ass off.
No, because if you're there for the cats, you're going to be intensely watching the cats. What are you talking about, the person next to you?
The last cat we just saw.
Okay.
Kimmy, what's the deal with cat culture blowing up in the greater Rochester area? Because we got Cat Video Fest. We talked 2 weeks ago about the cat cafes that have been. There's now three of them in the greater Rochester area.
So that's
area.
One where you go to and there's just cats running around the joint the whole time.
Well, the cafe's on one side, then you pay money to go into the cat
sit with the cats.
Area and you eat and drink. Because
you like some hair in your latte.
Hair latte, very popular these days. All right, so if you're interested, again, Cat Video Fest.
July Pussy Cat Movie.
July 16th at the Little Theater.
Buster Keaton.
Two shows. Shut up.
Two shows.
Bro, they're going to sell out both of these things.
That's amazing. That's amazing and sad at the same time.
Man, sometimes the most simple ideas are the most brilliant ones.
Well, this is about as simple as it gets, a cat's ass on a screen.
Well, no, that's Cat Ass Video Fest, which is next week.
90% of this thing will be looking at a cat's sphincter. I'm telling you, man. Sphincter Fest. Right after Jazz Fest, Sphincter Fest. It's going to be poopers and paws.
Shut up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!